Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 19th. A motorcyclist from Spring Lake died Saturday after slamming into a car in Delco. William Washington, age 50, was pronounced dead on the scene of the wreck. It took place near the Delco Prosper School intersection with U.S. 74. He was the seventh road death in the county this year. Whiteville City Councilwoman Helen Holden was arrested Saturday night for driving while impaired. Holden allegedly failed to stop for a traffic light at Washington Powell Street. She was pulled over just before midnight and arrested. She posted bond and was released on Sunday morning. Friends, family, and fellow classmates gathered Saturday to mourn Landon Jacobs. The rising East Columbus junior died in an early morning crash on the way to work on Thursday. A funeral service will be held at 3 p.m. tomorrow at East Columbus High School. Burial will be in the New Hope Baptist Church Cemetery in Bolton. His family will receive friends tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. at Peacock Funeral Home in Wyville. A Wyville bandit who allegedly robbed Walmart and two dollar stores in 2014 then fled to Florida is back home and he's awaiting trial. Andre Freeman, age 36, continued his criminal career in the Sunshine State after he fled from here. He was caught down there and convicted in 2014. He was recently released from prison in Florida and turned over to WPD. Freeman is being held under $350,000 secured bond in the Columbus County Detention Center, awaiting trial. A Raleigh man charged with trespassing at the hospital is back in jail, charged with trespassing at the jail. Babatunde Okensokum, age 27, of Raleigh, was banned from Columbus Regional and jailed August 8th when he went back there. When he was released from jail, he refused to leave the detention center property. He hung out there for about 24 hours before he was arrested again. He's back in jail again, this time under no bond. Columbus inmates from the statewide misdemeanor confinement program cleaned up 27 miles of roadways during July. The sheriff's office said the program allows inmates with minor offenses an opportunity to give back to the community. Now, again, it's only inmates with minor offenses. There aren't dangerous offenders out there. You can see the story online for more about the program. Columbus County Sheriff's Office Animal Shelter is at maximum capacity. They are not doing any dog or cat trapping for the time being, and no owner surrenders or strays will be accepted until further notice. The shelter's address is 288 Legion Drive in Wyville, and they are open for adoptions. Folks, it's a good time to pick up a new critter. For more information, call 910-641-3945. Columbus County NAACP is going to host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 21st. Partners include the West Wyville Initiative, Southern Coalition for Social Justice, Blueprint North Carolina, and the North Carolina Conservation Network. Refreshments will be provided. Registration by RSVP is required. The meeting is from 6 to 8 p.m. on August 21st at St. Mark AME Zion Church in Wyville. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to RSVP. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.